Today's question is about sway back. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Darlene. And by the way, Darlene has performed some generous karma yoga for us on the membership site. I want to thank Darlene for cataloging the membership videos for us. That was really awesome of her. And, you know, what's really great is Darlene just continues to do that for me without me even asking. Every time I put a bunch of new videos on for our members, she sends me the updated file with all the new videos on it. So we appreciate her so much. So she says, Melissa, joining this community and practicing with you has really brought an awareness of my body to my attention. Now I realize that I have sway back that also results in a protruding belly. Can you recommend some poses to correct this? Thank you, Darlene. So I want to just clear some things up about this because there's some new thoughts around this from the experts on anatomy. So first of all, it's normal to have an inward curve in your lumbar spine and low back. So I would definitely make sure you get this checked out by a professional on this, like an osteopath or a chiropractor, somebody who's used to looking at bodies a lot. So get it checked out to see if there's anything out of the ordinary. Excessive lumbar hyperlordosis, wrap your tongue around that one, occurs with an excessive forward tilt of your pelvis. So it's normal to have, it's hard to see maybe with my extra layers, but it's normal to have a curve in your low back. But then if you've got that forward tilt of your pelvis, then that's not really great. So here's the thing about this. For years, we as yoga teachers, maybe I can't say that for everybody, but many yoga teachers have been telling yoga students to tuck their tailbones under. And this, when you do that, if you're tucking to the point beyond having that natural curve of your lumbar spine, what happens is it flattens out the curve of your lumbar spine, which is not good. So Judith Hansen-Lassiter, who also I learned recently, she has training as a physiotherapist. She was one of the first Western yoga teachers. She trained with Iyengar, and she wanted to have better understanding of yoga teachers, so she went and became a physiotherapist. She teaches us that our spine is like a river with curves. The structure of your spine is most stable and congruent when you have those curves. So we are a sitting culture. We are used to tucking our tailbones under when we sit in chairs. So as soon as you sit down, under your tailbone goes. And this further flattens out our low backs. Yoga teacher and core walking instructor, Jonathan Fitzgerald, and I'll link to both of these people in our show notes, says that many people lean forward in their thighs and back in their trunk. So a lot of people walk like this. So their legs go first. Does that make sense? Their torso kind of comes along for the ride. And it doesn't always pull the pelvis into a tuck, but it often does. Like Lassiter, Fitzgerald says we need to have a curve in our low back, albeit the smallest possible curve. Although our low back curve is essential, it does not need to be large. If your curve is too big or does not exist, the spine is not going to work well. So the benefit of standing with a natural curve in your lumbar spine or relaxed buttocks is that your legs will be under your pelvis. Jean-Pierre Barral also explains that when your lumbar spine is in its normal curve, it supports your organs. If your tailbone is tucked under, your organs will fall down onto your prostate, your bladder, and uterus. Jonathan Fitzgerald encouraged you to relax your butt when you are standing. He says, give your butt a room of its own. It's not meant to sit on your hamstrings, so you're not meant to squeeze it in. It's meant to have its own space. We all need bigger butts. So it's kind of interesting that there's this, I don't know any of you are Instagram followers and follow the fitness trends on there, but there's a real trend for big butts in fitness right now. But it's kind of interesting that in the trend of anatomy and what's anatomically correct right now as well, it actually is around, yeah, the two actually make sense together, that it, you know, relax your butt, then it brings your pelvis into alignment. And when you do that as well, the other thing that's really cool is that you can breathe more properly too. Like all of a sudden you can breathe into your lower belly. I don't know if any of you have ever had trouble with this, but if you relax your butt, your pelvis comes into neutral alignment, and then your diaphragm can all of a sudden start moving as well. So it's really cool to play around with this. So when Darlene asked me about sway back, it makes me wonder, is she talking about the natural curve of her lumbar spine? Because that would actually be desirable. So just check in and see. And keep practicing the Intelligent Core class, because that will help to work with that. And that's on our membership site. Now, if indeed Darlene does have excessive lordosis, then I would recommend strengthening your core and your buttocks. And here are two poses that I would recommend for that. So one would be a bridge pose. This strengthens your buttocks. Squat would be another good one. But so you lie on your back, knees bent, feet flat on the floor, and you press up through your hips. That's a great one to strengthen your butt. And then the other one that I would recommend would be plank pose. That strengthens your butt and your core. Okay, on our membership site, we have a series, a strength building series, and we have them for parts of the body. So we have a core strengthening series, and then we also have a core strengthening class and a glute class. So those would be great options too. So I'd love to hear your feedback on this. This is some of the kind of current thinking around anatomy and alignment. So leave your comments below. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel. Share this video with a friend if you think they would find it valuable as well. Thanks for listening.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.